This is Jack Doris from Lucid Smog Disorder, and you are listening to our new single, 10,000 Hours, exclusively on Insomnia Radio Canada.
Nothing to do, nothing to say. I can't even ruin someone else's day. I'm just stuck in my room for the rest of the day. Stuck in my room with nothing I can say. In my room, not a sound, I'm just lying down. On the ground, when will 10,000 hours pass away? Insomnia has me fading away. Nothing to do, nothing to say. I can't even ruin someone else's day. In my room, not a sound, I'm just lying down on the ground. When will 10,000 hours pass away? Turns up to die, I'm calling it.
Everybody, welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada, show 147. And I thought we'd have a little treat there and let the band introduce their own track because, hey, why the heck not? I can do that. That's my thing. I'm allowed. So, there, as you heard, we had Lucid Smog Disorder. Now, these guys have sent me this exclusive preview. This is a track coming out on August 16th, so you're probably going to catch it. I'm going to release the show a little bit early. And you guys can catch it before it's actually released. Pretty awesome, right? Exclusive release here at Insomnia Radio Canada. It's a first. So thank you, Lucid Smog Disorder, for making that happen. Those guys have very much a Green Day feel to them, which is epic and awesome. And I love their music. So hopefully you guys did too. And hopefully if you live anywhere near, let's see what that location is again, Country Heritage Park. This is a lovely location in Ontario, Canada, not too far from Toronto. There's going to be a fantastic music fest there on Sunday, September 5th. This is the weekend after the long weekend. It's right before all the kids go back to school. I think it's right after the long weekend. I believe so. Anyways, this is really awesome because I have been given some fantastic information about this music festival and who's going to be there and playing, and maybe next week or the week after. Still certain at all the details, but I have some fantastic bands that are playing at this music fest that have sent me their music via another musician so that I could play it on the show and give you all a preview of what is going to be happening at this fantastic music festival, right? There are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 different bands listed on the poster, which is amazing. There's going to be live music, food trucks, prizes, and they are donating a portion of each ticket sale to help save Toronto music venues. Tickets are only $10, and you can get yours over at tuneinfest.com. All one word, tuneinfest.com, right? This is going to be awesome stuff. I will be posting the flyer over on social medias, Facebook, hopefully up on our show notes and the web page as well, so that you guys can make sure you get to this and get to check it out, right? Because if you live local to this, why not? One of the bands I have listened to that I have not played on the show yet that I'm looking forward to is like listed second on the poster. Yeah. So for anybody who sees the poster, you can go check it out. What does this mean? Yeah, that means I'm sending you to check out the poster to get that information about who I'm excited to possibly go see, right? There's lots of great stuff here. Can't wait to share it all with you on a future show. But right now, I think we should go back to some more music. And hopefully you guys liked Lucid Smog Disorder. And if you're curious, they're from Toronto, Ontario. And I will be sharing right to their webpage with you in the show notes. Yes, awesome stuff. Love sharing things with you guys, including all this fantastic music and all the wonderful things that I am doing with it. Right? Anywho, more music time. Let's get to it.
Snow white. listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. All the very best of Canadian independent music.
Well, we've definitely got a mix of interesting music this week. That was Viva Trio and their newest release, Lauren. And it is a bit of a Tolkien type song, I suppose you could say. These guys, I believe, are from the Toronto area, but I could be wrong. The notes and their web pages all just list them as being from Canada and being an award-winning Canadian group. And this is the new single that is coming ahead of their concept album, which, as I now read through my show notes, is inspired by Lord of the Rings, Galadriel. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and we'll continue liking stuff like theirs and go and check out all the fantastic stuff that you can. I will, of course, have links right to their webpage in the show notes where you can go and pre-order this album, because supporting artists is fantastic. It's a wonderful thing. It enriches your life and helps them to keep continuing to enrich your lives, right? Awesome stuff. The next musician I have played before, you might recognize her. It's Jean and her new track, Maybe I'll Be Gone. This is upcoming to her new album that's coming out in 2021 in October. So thank you, Jean, for sending that directly to me. It's awesome when musicians send me their stuff. I really love getting stuff right directly from the musicians themselves. Though promoters do an amazing job of getting stuff to me and including all the stuff that I need to get you on the show. It's really awesome when musicians take the time and the effort to contact me themselves. Just a little more direct. Feels a little bit more like I'm in touch and in contact with them. And it just all over feels awesome when they actually contact me. So what do you need to get yourself on the show? How do you contact me? Well, that is an awesome question. So the best way to do that is emailing me the information. And the email to use is chris@insomniaradio.net. Insomnia Radio, all one word, all lowercase, makes it nice and easy on you, right? chris@insomniaradio.net. And what do you need to include? Well, of course, who you are, the band you're in, or, you know, if you're solo, just the name of your solo act. Then you need to include the actual track. Don't just send me a link to your SoundCloud or your Spotify or whatever, which is great. Send me those too, because I will share those if that's your main source of web presence. But send me all your socials. If you're on something like Instagram, I will follow you back because, you know, that's awesome for you and awesome for me. And I do share little posts there when I put the show up. If you're in the show, I try to tag you. So if I'm following you, it makes my life easier, right? Then I want you to tell me about the band. Where in Canada are you from? It's okay to keep it vague, like say, you know, the Greater Toronto Area or Southern Ontario or, you know, somewhere in the Yukon. Not a lot of people are going to know where places are in the Yukon, but that's okay. Just, you know, if you're very proud and you're like, I'm from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and you're very Torontonian and proud of that, tell me. Great. Awesome. Feel free to tell me what inspired the album, the track, or whatever it is you are sending to me. Sometimes I read out the whole written up stuff that people send into me. Sometimes I don't. Depends on how I'm feeling that day. I'm a little fickle and I don't always enjoy reading. Sometimes I like to just wing it, catch a few bits and bobs from the email and use those, right? Awesome stuff. It can be great that way, right? So you've heard me mention Instagram. You can absolutely find us there, follow us there, message me there, but I prefer to get your tracks via email. It just makes my life easier because then they're all in one spot. If you'd like to follow us on Instagram, it is insomnia_radio_podcast_Canada. Yes, I would do something shorter and simpler and much more fun, but all the short, simple stuff I kept trying to use was already taken by some various different groups, projects, peoples, and stuff. Right. We have Facebook. Search for Insomnia Radio Canada. You'll find us. It's not that hard. And of course, the webpage where you can find all of our fantastic show notes with links to all of the fantastic bands we play on the show who are all Canadian. You can do that at canada.insomniaradio.net. Right? Pretty simple. Pretty simple indeed. And with that, we've got three more tracks to get to. So how about we get to some of those tracks right now? How about another pair? Another pair sounds fantastic.
We'll be right back. Hey there, this is Terry from Tribune, and you're breaking your neck to Insomnia Radio.
You're all awake now. That was quite the pair of tracks. Those both came to me via John from Asher Media Relations, right? Awesome stuff. He's always sending me all kinds of metal and a few other things, depending on what crosses his doors, right? So, first out there, we had The Blood of Christ. And these guys are from London, Ontario. They originally got together back in the early 90s, which is pretty awesome stuff. So this is a reissue of a couple of their albums plus some bonus tracks. So we did grab a bonus track for you there. The track we grabbed, the one in question, because now I have to pull up my show notes again. Because, you know, it's been more than 30 seconds since I looked at it. Yeah, it's just one of those days, folks. It's just one of those days. So, Blood of Christ, Divine Gift. Yes, as I said, London, Ontario. And I'm looking at the band lineup names and going, these names sound familiar, but I can't figure out where I want to place them from, right? It's just one of those things. So if I scroll down to the fabulous notes, because there's about three sets of notes for this re-release, it was originally a London trio. And they've now got together with like seven focused... Gotta read this. On their second release through CDN Records, the London trio has crafted their most focused and creative effort yet, with seven numbers of epic dark metal dexterity and power. There we go. Yeah, I'm reading things all wrong today. What do you know about that, right? It's just one of those days. I keep getting distracted by other things other than the podcast show, and yeah, we need to focus and finish the show today. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed that track, because it was very loud. Yeah, everybody knows that that's not my favorite genre of metal, but I will take what I get and play it, because I know there are people out there that love this and love this genre. And who knows? Maybe you'll find something there you like in it. Yep. So from there, we jumped over to a Montreal, Quebec band called Cro-Magnon and their new release, Born Free. This is for their brand new album coming out September 17th. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. There will, of course, be links to both bands in the show notes. And now, as we're at the last track, we're going to change direction completely and play something completely different again. I promise, Jack, I'm not trying to do a Whiplash challenge here on my own show again. It's just, I play the tracks where they fall when they come in. Sometimes I move them around a little, but not usually and not very much, because the faster I can get these things out to you, the more shows I can do and the more stuff I can share with you, right? So don't forget about that music fest that's coming up not far from Toronto. It's about a 45-minute drive for me. There's a small chance that I will be making it. We'll have to see. I'm hopeful right now. So next show, you are more than likely going to get a treat of all those tracks that I have promised at the beginning of the show, featuring some of the bands that are going to be playing at that music fest, which will be awesome. There's at least two bands I'm looking forward to seeing now after I've gone through some of this stuff and listened to more of their stuff. Yeah, awesome, right? Right? Yeah, great stuff. Can't wait to see how they organize the whole day. And food trucks. Who doesn't love a good food truck? I love good food from food trucks when it's real good quality. Like French fries that come from a food truck that are crispy and crunchy on the outside, but still soft and potatoey on the inside. Those are the best. And I got to tell you, driving back from Port Burwell, there is this lovely little market. It's probably about 15, 20 minutes outside of Port Burwell as you come out through the main road, heading my direction-ish towards, it's one of the roads I can take out towards Woodstock. Right? So, little country market, you make a right-hand turn at the first stoplights at this intersection, and it's like right there. And they've recently got this food truck, and I splurged and got French fries there on my drive home yesterday. And they were some of the best food truck French fries I have had in ages. For anybody from Stratford's, they compare to the Ken's chip truck French fries you used to be able to get about 10 years ago. Like, it's that quality. They are crispy, crunchy, delicious, not overly seasoned or salted or anything like that. And I'm going to bet they're local potatoes too, which makes it even better. So if you're driving from Port Burwell, that's the place to stop to get your food if you're outside of Port Burwell. If you're in Port Burwell, you should check out Joe's Barbecue, because fantastic food, especially if you like spicy stuff. He does some fantastic spicy stuff. But yeah, awesome. So anyways, last track. We're playing Cynthia Taro and her track Right Here. She is from Schomburg, Ontario, And this is kind of a pop jazz kind of thing. So, hopefully you guys enjoy this track. And hopefully you'll check out her stuff. And we'll see you not that long away for the next show. As we're creeping slowly to show 150. Reminder, get your bumpers and your shoutouts for 150 in. Jack from Asher Media has already sent me a whole bunch of musicians there. So this is your warning, folks. I'm going to do something fun for 150, including all those bumpers that get sent in. So if you want your bumper on show 150, you got to send me something fantastic. That's for show 150. You now have 2 weeks to get something to me. So let's go. Here's our last track. Catch you around for the next show. Ciao.
Check, check.
I'm right here saying I love you. I'm right here saying I need you. And I don't know what to do. No, I don't know what to do. You're tearing me up.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.